for a song for my podcast. So I learned how to play guitar, kind of. Doody 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 doody. Hey, what's going on? This is the What the Hell Do I Know podcast, and it is super weird to try and sound this happy in an empty room. How we doing? It's been a while since I've done one of these, since I put one of these out. 2 years, to be exact, I think, if I remember what the Podomatic. And Podomatic has been charging me in secret for the last 2 years to use their little thing, of which I haven't been putting anything on, so it's time to fucking do some. How's that sound? Yeah. I felt weird about doing these because everybody that I know has a podcast. Like every single actor, comedian, sideshow participant. Everybody's got their podcast now, and I was like, you know, I don't want to fucking do that because, you know, everybody else is. Like, what am I going to do? It's going to set me apart. What am I going to do that's going to, you know, be different than what anybody else is doing? And then I realized, you know what? Everybody's got a podcast. Ooh, probably a fucking reason for it. It'd be kind of like if I walked outside. I was on my way to work, and I was like, oh, all these motherfuckers have cars. I'm not going to have a car. From now on, I'm going to take my unicycle to work. Or maybe my pogo stick or something like that. You know, I'm just going to stand out. I'm going to really set myself apart from the crowd when I come bouncing up to the office with my pogo stick. So I figured, you know what, just do the podcast. Just do the podcast. See where it goes. And I don't even know. Like, the podcast, I call it What the Hell Do I Know? Because I see a lot of people talking. A lot of people are so sure. They're so, like, 100% positive that what they think is the right thing to think. And it's like, how do you know? How do you know? How can you be so sure over something so complicated? It doesn't matter if you're talking about, like, you know, politics, healthcare, vacuum cleaners, whatever. Everybody thinks that they're an expert. Everybody thinks that their opinion's the right one. And not me. I know I'm a dummy. I know I'm a big dumb. So it's called What the Hell Do I Know, where I'm going to talk about a bunch of stuff that I don't know anything about, and I'm just going to assume I'm right. I don't know. But also, mostly, we're probably going to talk about comedy and my friends in comedy and my things going on in comedy. Like, for instance, I'm going back out on the road in November on tour, hopefully. We still got to book it. We're in the beginning processes right now of, you know, making the phone calls, doing the logistics, trying to get some merch set up because you know, not going to make money in hugs and kisses. You got to sell shit. And, yeah, so that's what we're going to do. Yeah, fucking dog walking around. I don't know. You excited? Mayweather versus Conor McGregor? Yeah? Everybody seems to be excited about that. I'm excited about that. I just want to see what will happen. But you already kind of know what's going to happen, right? World-class boxer, probably the best in history. Going to fight a guy that isn't a boxer. Granted, he's a great fighter. Great fighter. But he's, you know, he's not a boxer, and they're having a boxing match. Who do you think's going to win? I mean, seriously, like, if I got a dude Like, I don't know, like some Chris Kyle motherfucker that could, like, shoot a like a mole on a Taliban's asshole, like, from a mile and a half away, and then we're going to have him, you know, play the world's greatest darts champion, you know, at a game of darts. Who's going to win? Who do you think's going to win? Probably the guy with darts. Even if we let the dude, even if we let the Chris Kyle dude, like, shoot the dartboard, like, there's still the dart, the professional dart player that's been doing this his whole life is probably going to come out ahead, I would think, maybe, in that scenario. But, just in case it couldn't get weirder, just in case this sideshow circus freak of whatever the hell we call the entertainment industry couldn't get any weirder, then guess what? In comes Michael Phelps, who is Michael Phelps is going to challenge a shark to a race. Yeah, and not like a 40-yard dash on a football field, like, so not something that he could probably, you know, win. But it's like he's going to get in the water and challenge the shark in the water. And I mean, come on, really? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I really don't know how fast a shark could swim, but, like, that's, you know, that's what sharks do. And it just seems ridiculous. I hope it bites him. I hope it just, like, goes crazy, breaks out of the cage, does, like, a, you know, triple flippy flop over into the other lane. And now we got to see Michael Phelps not race a shark, but outrun a shark under pain of death. That's what I want to see. Mostly because I'm just tired of hearing about the guy. I kind of thought that, like, in the Olympics when he got his, like, 22 gold medals or whatever the fuck, and I, you know, like, figured that would be the end of it. And then he decided to smoke a bowl, and that was a big deal for some reason. And now he's going to race his shark. But, like, 22 gold medals. I was really hoping that, like, the guy was just going to go home and, like, I don't know, have his gold medals on, right? 22 gold medals, and then just slip on the, like, side of the pool and then, you know, fall in and drown, I guess, under the weight of all of his gold medals. The irony is what tickles me in that scenario. And then we'd never have to talk about him again, even though I'm talking about him quite a lot. And I know that's what I'm doing. I don't know. It's weird, man. We got yeah, dude, professional boxer is going to take on an MMA fighter. A dude is going to try to outswim a shark. And it's just like, fuck, man. Like, I'm going to, with all this stuff going on, like, I'm just going to challenge Kate Upton to a wet t-shirt contest, because apparently that's the world we live in right now, where I might actually have a chance, or at the very least, you know, I'll make a bunch of money. Just being the guy that wet t-shirt contested Kate Upton. I don't know. But, yeah, what are you going to do? I did see something today online that made me happy. And it was, I saw this guy, there's a video of him, and he's a grown dude, like a 30-year-old grown man. And he was in his cousin's wedding as the flower girl, which I thought was hilarious and good for him. Good for him. But, like, you could tell there's a video of it, and he's running down the aisle, and he's pulling fucking flower petals out of baskets, and he's got them in his pockets, and he's just tossing them up in the air, and it's pretty funny. But what's funny to me the most was, like, the look on the people in the audience, in the whatever that you would call a wedding spectators. Like, those people were just freaking the fuck out. Like, half of them were laughing. The other half were not. Of those half that were not, half of them seemed to be confused. The other half were just kind of, or the, like, you know, some number of the remainder was like, I don't know what's going on. And then there was, like, a small fraction that were just pissed, just livid. Just, and it's just like these stank-eyed old white people, and they're just like, what the fuck? You can't, you can't have a man be a flower girl. This is ridiculous. That man thinks he's a flower girl. Not in my America. And it's like, Jesus Christ. You can just see these people, like, you can watch in real time as they have, like, brain aneurysms. Because they just can't wrap their head around the fact that just because that position is called flower girl, that this 30-year-old man, you know, couldn't somehow manage to pull it off. So that was delightful. I don't know. But it did get me thinking about, like, a deal that me and my cousin had. My cousin's a girl, and she wanted me to be her maid of honor. And I don't know if this is still, I don't know if this still stands, but I kind of, like, it started off as she, you know, she just wanted me to be her maid of honor. She didn't really know who else would do it. And I was like, yeah, I'll fucking do it. And I was like, but then, like, I had to butch it up a little bit just for my own, you know, like, male ego. I was like, all right, yeah, I'll do it if you promote me to the rank of colonel, which made no sense, but I was happy. I felt good. And she's like, yeah, if we're just going to make shit up, then sure, of course, you can be colonel maid of honor. And I was like, yes. And at first it was like a thing she was trying to talk me into. And then I just started running with it. And at a certain point, it almost was like my idea. Like, I fucking know. Like, I'm in it to win it. I'm doing this shit. And now after seeing that guy, I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I almost have to do it now. Just so I can get, like, that 10 seconds of BuzzFeed fame. And, you know, have, like, that little shot in the arm for my comedy situation, maybe. I don't know. That's what you got to do in this world to get ahead. Sometimes you just have to have a fake military rank, be a maid of honor, maybe wear a dress. I don't know if I have to, but, you know, at this point, I'm not going to shy away from it. Let me do a read here real quick for one of my sponsors. Pull that up. All right, here we go. Every podcast has to have sponsors, and one of mine happens to be a company that I approve of, a company that I use, because I wouldn't steer you guys towards a product that I didn't myself believe in. And that company is the Flagpole Store. Hey, you. Do you want a new flagpole? Of course you do. Everyone loves a good flagpole. So come on down to the Flagpole Store or visit them online to get them while they're hot. They're a great addition to your home any time of the year. 4th of July. So let the Flagpole Store be your first stop for all your many flagpole needs. Use the promo code WhatDoIKnow to get 50% off. Flagpoles only, flags not included. Okay. There we go. Now we got that out of the way. Carrie Fisher's back in the news. She died, which, you know, that was sad, but I don't like... Now the coroner's coming out and he's talking like, oh, she had drugs in her system. And it's like, yeah, no shit. Like, we didn't need you. We didn't need you for that. Like, anybody that pays attention can kind of come to that conclusion on their own. I don't know, is it like, this is a quote, like, supposedly from the coroner. And it's like, sleep apnea was the cause of death. Drugs may have played a part. Like, yeah, no shit. Like, I don't understand. It played a part? Probably did a little more than just play a part. Shot in the dark. Just taking a wild guess. Probably a little more. I mean, it'd be like if, I don't know. Like, if somebody else died. Like, Denzel Washington died from irritable bowel syndrome. Multiple stab wounds might have played a part. We don't know. We can't be sure if the stab wounds actually killed him or not. It's like, yeah, of course the fucking drugs are what done it. Ultimately, right? I mean, at some point, somewhere down the line, it's not like, you know, not like they helped any. But, I don't know. See, this is it. This is why I call it What the Hell Do I Know? Because what the hell do I know? I have no fucking clue. But seems like if the person with a chronic drug problem dies mysteriously on an airplane all willy-nilly, like, probably fucking drugs had something to do with it. Which, and it's sad, but I don't know. Jesus, beat that dead horse, huh? In other news, the Republicans are trying to pass a health care bill, but...
Blah.
I don't know, man. I hope they do something good. I hope they don't just, like, that's the whole bill. It's just written in crayon, and it's just, pictures of sick people on fire. Oh, Jesus. They're just, I don't know, like Goldman Sachs employees just driving over everyone on their yacht, just plop them in the head with a propeller. That's the healthcare bill. I don't know. Starting, dude, and I don't feel like that's too far off. Because and granted, this is entirely out of context. I have no idea what the fuck was going on. I was just flipping through the channels, and I shit you not, there were just armed security dudes. Maybe government types or something like that. And they were just yanking old people, like, off their walkers and just chucking them outdoors. There's a dude in a wheelchair, five guys pick him up and just give him the old, and don't you come back here no more. Like, just throwing him out. Watching him fucking roll down a hill. Like, it was chaos, man. Like, there was an old lady there with, four dudes. And, one guy had each leg, the other guy had each arm. And they just looked like they were setting up to do that old, they're just going to, okay, one and a two and a three, and they start getting that rocking back and forth motion before they throw her out into a pool or something. That's what it looked like. And, you know what? To be honest, I think I'm okay with it. But it's sad. Yeah, it's scary shit, man. Scary shit. And they're trying to, they're trying to rush it, and people seem, pissed that it's not happening right now, right away. They're like, well, do you think you'll get it done in, by the end of the week? And there's this one dude, this senator guy was just like, no. Are you kidding me? By the end of the week? No. And he was completely just, you're a fucking idiot. And I kind of feel that way, too, because, why would you, this isn't a, we're talking about healthcare. This isn't a hot dog stand. You don't want to just come up and bah, here's your bratwurst, here's your fucking hot links, and, here's a mammogram, and, your old people death panels. Just sling that out there, just spice it up a bit. So, no, let them take their time, let them do it right, here's the thing, I'm a comedian, I don't have health insurance. I don't have the Obamacare because I get all my shit through the VA. So it's just, I'm just kind of a spectator here. I don't know, rubbernecking a car accident or something. It doesn't have anything to do with me. It almost reminds me, I remember this house down the street from me, caught fire. And I went out there. And I remember just standing on the sidewalk going yeah, it's a fire. Yeah, that's it. It's a big fire. There wasn't anything I could do. And it didn't have really anything to do with me, so I ended up just going back inside. Everything seemed fine. Nobody was, extra crispy. Fire department was there. They're the professionals. And it's kind of how it is with this. It's just okay, until I get, diabetes or something, whatever's going around, heart disease, broken leg. Or fuck, man, maybe somebody bum rushes the stage, hits me in the dome, I get a concussion. I don't know, I could probably go to the VA for that. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, the healthcare thing. This is the brilliant commentary that I'm bringing to political issues, was the phrase, yeah, but the healthcare thing. Knocking them dead, Trev. Knocking them dead. Just going to solve this shit right now. No. I don't know. Joe Biden's talking about running in 2020. God, I hope that's true. Not because I think he'd be a good president. I just want those memes to come back. Those memes were the greatest thing ever. Oh, and I'll vote for him. I'll vote for him for the meme. I'm not. Here's the thing. He should run on the slogan, a vote for Biden is a vote for Biden memes. That's, boom. You connect that. You lock that in there. And, everybody liked those. Because those, those were funny to liberals. It's probably the liberals doing them. And it was also, it was funny to conservatives because it was yeah, we got him. And it's yeah, you did. So, I don't know. I hope he does. I think it'll be fun. Be good times. So I'm going to do another commercial for another product that I swear by. I believe in this product 100%. I hope that, you know, you guys can make something of it, you know, benefit from it in the same way I did. Phonic Stone, planning that lifelong trip to sunny Barbados, but don't speak Spanish or whatever? Well, let us help you achieve your language learning goals. Take me, for instance. I don't even know how to read. Parentheses. Laugh at your own joke. Parentheses. Just kidding. I know how to read. That's what I'm doing right now. But I also learned how to speak Spanish. Just listen. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? See? Now I'll always know how to find a library. That'll be very helpful when I travel to sunny Barbados because gusta la biblioteca. Sorry, it's so easy. Sometimes I forget not everyone knows Spanish. Just kind of slipped into it there. Those dummies, don't be a dummy and learn a second or third or fifth language today. Portrace easy payments of Dice Nueva, Novente Nueva. Use promo code QUESEYO for 99% off your next purchase. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for the podcast here today. Hopefully we get this thing going, and we'll be back with you next week. Tomorrow night I'm going to be doing comedy in San Luis Obispo at Kreuzberg. I think that show usually kicks off around 8 or 9 o'clock, so if you're in the area, come out. We'd love to see you. There's going to be some hilarious dudes and ladies, hopefully. I don't know if there's going to be ladies on it, but I hope there will be because that's always nice. It's going to be fun. Lots of fun. And then I'm going to be doing the Avasti Scoundrel podcast with my buddies Mike Zaleski and Rick Storer. And we're going to be talking about the tour. It's going to be me, Mike, Andrew Boyson, who is on the tour, and Mason Wilkes, famous comedian Mason Wilkes, will be there. That should be. I'm looking forward to that because that'll be a blast, and it should be a great podcast. And whenever he's, you know, got that up, I'll probably be letting you guys know about it. I will be letting you guys know about it, and check it out because that'll be a good that'll be a good one. That'll be more interesting than me flapping my gums alone. Okay, guys. Hopefully, whoever manages to listen to this will be listening to it again next week for the new episode. Until then, try not to be assholes. I can't afford to pay for a song for my podcast. So I learned how to play guitar. Kind of. Doody 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 doody.